Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be announcing and broadcasting on this blessed station one more time. Well, we're getting on through the year, and we're coming up on October 8th. And we just thank God for being here today and being a child of His. Now, because this is October, the first thing I want you to do is to beware of all the hobgoblins out there that are putting their Dracula costumes and their Frankensteins and their tombstones in the yard. Beware, beware, because I am convinced that all of this represents a type of evil. So I'm not ashamed and I'm not afraid to say what I've learned over the years about this holiday they call Halloween. So just be careful. There's a lot of wicked people out there. Be careful about how you allow your children to go in freedom and do as they please. So if they're going to go and you believe, make sure you take them. Amen. And then monitor what the people are handing out. Well, there is a word from the Lord on today. And I thank God for this word because it just reminds me of just how good God is. So I want to give this word back to you today to remind you that we serve an awesome God. As I meditated on the word, I'm reminded of the world's condition today. There are so many people, praise God, yes, even Christians, that seem to have forgotten the many promises that are found in God's holy word. Praise God. People everywhere are complaining about the recession, the regression, and the antics of President-elect Donald Trump. But you know, God has promised His children, those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, abundant life, according to John 10:10. Our Heavenly Father owns all the silver and gold, the cattle on a thousand hills. Therefore, believers should be encouraged by the fact that because our Heavenly Father is a king, we have a royal inheritance, praise God. We are a chosen generation and have inherited all good things from our Heavenly Father. Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be His holy name. Hallelujah. Our God promised in Philippians 4:19, to supply all our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What a comforting and glorious praise and promise He has given us to know that He will always be there for us. And if He said it, He is able to perform it in your life. Hallelujah. Now, the enemy, this world system, would have us to believe we are running out of everything. Running out of money, running out of morals, running out of jobs, yes, even running out of air to breathe. Hallelujah. But our God, in the name of Jesus, is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. His resources are everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is only when we take our eyes off of God and start to look around at the things that we are going through in the natural realm do we become discouraged. Now, that is why the Bible teaches us to seek things that are above, things in the Holy Spirit. Come on up to a higher place in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Put your spiritual wings on of faith and action and fly over your temporary circumstances that seem to be unbearable. How many of you know that those circumstances are just temporary? Hallelujah. Remember, God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus will never let you down. When your troubles of this life start to press you down, remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that says to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Hallelujah. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Praise the Lord. God is wonderful. He's a counselor, almighty God, and everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. You say you need a job? I challenge you to go to work for Jesus. Tell someone about his love and how he shed his precious blood so that we can have eternal life as well as forgiveness of sins. Tell them how when you were sick, he healed your body, how he brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Tell them God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. He is Jehovah Nisi, a banner of agape love all around us. There is no failure in God. When God is your employer, there are never any layoffs, only more blessings in store for you and those who commit to him. Praise the Lord. No recession in Christ, only progression. Try him for yourself. It'll be the best decision you ever made. Well, be blessed, my friends, and remember, Jesus loves you. And so do I.